This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was
sleeping. What a choice from Jack.
What is this?
It's a good song.
And the vision that was planted in my
brain. Some folk music.
Is this 232 Pac?
No, it's 330 Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. And I think that is the first time we've played Simon and Garfunkel on the WIP Afternoon Show. They like Spike and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is, do the Phillies win that series with a healthy Harrison Bader?
Wow.
Well, it makes a big difference.
It helps. Definitely makes a difference.
Well, I mean, just think about the first inning of game. Now, they ended up not scoring there, but think about the first inning of game three when Marsh completely misplays that ball in center field.
Yeah,
ends up
true.
Being a triple.
Yep.
You know, I think his energy helps. I think playing center field makes an enormous difference, changed the whole complexion of the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
But even we were talking about the at-bat you brought up from Bader. That kind of at-bat, they're missing. You don't get that from Marsh. Kepler, I thought, had some good at-bats, but that is a playoff at-bat
It's funny for, you know, the Mets series, the one at-bat that gets brought up a lot is Bryce's at-bat, where he had the three straight strikes. Like, the Bader at-bat, same result as the Bryce at-bat, but it just looks and feels so much different. To take those 11 pitches, it just felt like a fight, whereas with the Mets, it felt like they just went down.
Yeah. Well, and imagine that fight in the third inning. And imagine that fight. If that fight is happening the whole time, Glasnow doesn't get through the sixth inning. Maybe he only gets through the fourth inning, or maybe he only gets through the fifth inning, whatever. So this was Kyle Schwarber after the game when he was asked about the end of the season. And I don't know if you can hear it, but you can certainly see it when you're watching him talk, is that he's pretty choked up.
Yeah, I mean, it's... doesn't feel good, you know. You just make a lot of different relationships in the clubhouse, and you never know how it's going to work out, right? It's just, you just make so many personal relationships with guys, and you spend how much time with these guys. Throughout the course of a year, and they become family, and you just never know how it's going to go. But these guys all know how I feel about them. I got a lot of respect for the guys in here, our organization, the coaching staff, everyone, top to bottom. This is a premier organization, and a lot of people should feel. Very lucky that, one, that you're playing for a team that is trying to win every single year. And you have a fan base that cares, and you have ownership that cares, and you have coaches that care. You have everyone in the room that cares, and there's no other reason. You know, we're all about winning, and it's a great thing. I think that's why it hurts just as much as any other year.
It does seem like this group was particularly close. That also sounds like a goodbye, you know, comment. But it did seem like I did like the way they sort of all walked up to Kerkering afterwards. Even Castellanos, who it doesn't seem like
no emotion.
Yeah, ran over to Kerkering afterwards and hugged him and that sort of stuff. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, no, I hope they keep Casty. I know they won't. But
No. He's gone.
I hope they do. Yeah.
215-592-9.
He's clutch. He is. Yeah. Say what you will about him. He had more big hits than Bryce did for like two straight years now.
Yeah.
Let's move him to first base and trade Bryce.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
he could probably
that.
Play first base. Yeah. Bryce learned it in like a week.
Yeah. Well, 215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
I don't want to say I said it, but I did say it on Thursday or whatever it was. Listen, it's not completely.
No, I told you so. I mean, what I told
you
so. Off the day.
No, shut up.
Listen.
You guys should have a day of everyone calling who called us.
And by the way, for doing I told you so, let's look at me and Spike, okay? With the quarterback, just everyone
can't help himself. Can't help himself.
Can you let me finish?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not his fault. I feel really sorry for the kid. I really do. I feel like for the last three seasons he's been here, he's been put in just terrible positions. He's been put with guys on base. I don't know. I feel really bad. And you said it, Ike and Spike. Nobody feels worse than he does right now. But the reality of the situation is this team I don't think could really match up with the Dodgers. They played well. They played their hearts out. But if you look back on the last series against the Dodgers in the regular season, we couldn't hit their starting pitching. And that's exactly what happened during this
series. Dude, they couldn't hit our starting pitching.
I was going to say, they didn't hit ours either.
They couldn't hit ours either. I understand, which is what I just said. They fought hard. But it's not enough when you can't hit. You can't win games when you score one run in 11 innings. It's just not going to happen.
Shy.
I know they didn't either.
Shy, they had scored. Wait, hold on. They scored one run in 11 innings until Orion Kerkering threw the ball into the stands.
So you're going to blame it? You're going to blame it completely on him is what you're saying?
No.
No, the point he's making is the Dodgers won the series the exact way you're saying the Phillies couldn't win those series. It was just a matter of a few plays.
No one's doubting that the Dodgers are a more talented team. They in their bullpen, they were throwing high-level starters that hadn't even... barely pitched. Of course, what I'm contending with you here, I'm not putting it all on Kerkering. If anything, we can go back to those top three guys. When they performed, the team won. When they didn't, they didn't. But what I'm debating you on here is you said they couldn't compete with the Dodgers. Right. They just did. I mean, they just did. We could make an argument that if Topper doesn't, you know, tell Bryson Stott to bunt, that they win that game. You make the argument last night that if Kerkering doesn't throw the ball into the stands, they win that game. They were right there with the Dodgers. That was a very hard fought series, and those teams look more even to me than anything else.
Watch the rest of these teams against the Dodgers and see what the Dodgers look like.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, where do you go from here then? I mean, I don't think they're going to fire Topper. I personally don't think they should, because they've only said
I would fire Topper.
I'm open to Bochy.
Regular season manager. I mean,
I'm open to that.
I'd hire Jimmy, but
you watch one really TBS clip with J-Roll. Now
giving
we're
you my opinion.
We're bringing him in. Yeah.
I think he'd be a good shakeup in the clubhouse. Like, I think he's kind
of amazing if he's the manager for sure.
Yeah,
but also there's no way he wants to leave California.
That is the most hire Iverson to be the general manager of the Sixers thing I ever heard.
No, I think there's a difference.
How do you know if J-Roll can be a manager or even wants to be a manager?
I have no idea.
Because he broke down the wheel.
I saw him break down the bunt thing. And I honestly do think his mentality would be good for this team.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he makes him a good manager.
Managing's not that hard. He can have a bunch of guys around him to make the tough decisions.
It's not about... All right.
He's just the
vibe. This is like your theory about you being the GM. You got a bunch of guys do all the math, right?
Well, I could be a good GM after learning.
Well... Maybe you should teach Howie. To be honest with you,
I wouldn't trade for Tank's Bigsby.
Yeah, didn't have a good
two draft picks. Two
to return kicks. The guy can't even return
kicks.
Season.
Yeah, but I was.
Yeah.
Redskins or the Eagles. I got one Eagles point to make.
Wait, just real quick, Shai, you asked what should they do. They're going to have a different right fielder. They're probably going to have a new starting pitcher up there with Painter. They're going to have...
Left field.
Yeah, I mean, Crawford will be up there playing one of the positions.
I can say to him, new.
Yeah. Castellanos won't be there. Yeah. Bohm... most likely, I don't think will be there. Those are major changes. I don't think that there's anything in the starting lineup that is in stone aside from Bryce and Trey. I think everything else is on the table. And you could have a whole season of Bader. That makes a big difference, having a real center fielder out there. So I think you're not going to see the core, but I mean, what if Schwarber's not here? What if JT's not here? Those are big changes. So anyway, go ahead on the Eagles.
Well, anyway, on the Eagles... just one thing on AJ Brown. I'm so done with the shtick already. It's enough, dude. Stop acting like you're preaching what you believe in. You're a selfish, arrogant NFL player. We know what you're about. You're about yourself. You're not about the team.
I think
you're not about the team.
Yeah. So I think he's maybe not handling it the best now that he's still it's still a thing. But
thank you for the call,
not think AJ Brown is selfish in a negative way.
Well, I mean, he's acting selfishly.
Yeah.
Not about getting the ball, but the public stuff is...
The tweet was.
Well,
I agree.
This one was. I mean...
What? This tweet? I guess this one, it's like, why
just
double...
Just shut up.
Yeah.
I guess I see that point.
No, I get your point.
But he's continually...
Let it go away.
Yeah. He wants out of here, and he is going... He's not going full... You know, Antonio Brown. He's not doing that.
Thank God.
Yeah,
man.
but it is pretty clear.
Get ready for Minnesota.
Well, it's pretty clear to me. AJ Brown doesn't want to play with Jalen anymore, and he's not going to make giant waves, but he's also not going to not say anything.
He's not going to play along and keep the peace and be a teammate. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
like,
I agree. I also think I agree with you.
Yeah, it's just like it is what it is. He is acting in a. But now maybe if you talk to him, he said, "Look, this is my career. I care about my future. All that's fine." But if you're thinking about the team versus just him, the selfishness is not always. I don't think him wanting the ball is selfish.
Yeah, we almost have moved past him wanting the ball.
Yeah, that we all agree on that. Yeah. I think it's how he's handling.
I think there is a part of this though, just from. Being like in the scrums and down there, mm-hmm. He does get asked so many more questions than everyone else about these things. Like, so
because
I think
he starts it.
Well, sometimes, the tweet, I agree.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying the vibe of Devontae's presser and AJ's presser are very different. Now, to your point, you are right. AJ does put that on himself.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But AJ has forced himself to walk a tightrope. And so I can see where he trips up sometimes. I just know when I see him in the locker room, everyone seems to love him. So it's hard for me.
Well, he's a good teammate.
Right, someone's like, he's selfish and only cares about himself. That's just the limited AJ I see is not the AJ I see when I'm in the locker room.
I can respect that. And from everybody I've talked to down there, he seems to be a genuine person, a good-hearted person, wants the most. But this is something he feels he's being either oppressed or held back in this offense. So now he's out of character. So you don't get the regular AJ you would get when you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is describing that AJ. That's not the AJ you're dealing with right now because he's frustrated.
I agree with that.
And the only thing I'm saying is that the whole team is frustrated. They all want to play better. They all want to win. They all do. No one else is going through. No one else on the team has this surrounding them. Mm-hmm. Like, Jalen's in the middle of it because he's the quarterback. But he's not creating things by tweeting cryptic tweets and stuff of that nature. Everything everybody else is saying is either taking ownership of their own or being supportive of one another, being supportive of the coaches, and saying we need to get this thing fixed.
Yeah.
That's what everybody else on the team is doing.
No, I agree. You're right.
Yeah.
And they all want to get it fixed, but they're all handling it this way.
Right.
And you got one person that seemingly is upset more than everybody else is on the team.
215-592-9494. Now, I'm a dog guy. I'm actually in the room with two other dog guys. Maybe
my dog's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Kingsley.
Thank you.
If you got a dog, if you got a cat, used to be a cat guy. Don't have a cat anymore. Rest in peace, Alabama. You have a dog or a cat, you need one place you can go to for everything. for your pet. And that is what Dogs and Cats Rule is. Everything. The lead dog, George Perini, makes sure that whether it's pet nutrition or leashes or toys or treats or supplements, whatever it is, they have all of it. I mentioned pet nutrition. Man, that's where they thrive. All top of the line stuff, but the staff there that can lead you to what the right thing is for your pet. You walk into most pet stores, you know, you ask it, maybe the person's nice there, but they don't know anything. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule knows everything. Patient, informed, friendly, all of that. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. That's in Pennsylvania. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Positive Kevin in Cranford, you're on WIP. What's up, Positive Kevin?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not positive right now.
Oh.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Sorry, positive, Kevin.
I owe you, Spike, and Jack a big apology because you guys were all right about Jalen Hurts. He's not an elite quarterback. He's not top 5. He's just an average quarterback. And I can't believe I'm saying this too, but that legal pad that ESP carries around during training camp is right. I mean,
well, it was this year.
And last year.
Look at how Jalen.
He won that Super Bowl MVP.
But that was a fluke, in my opinion.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, positive, Kevin. Sorry.
But let's look at yesterday's game, right? Mm-hmm. He misses a total wide open Devontae Smith. Total wide open. And then on that interception, he's not even reading the defense. He's staring down Jahan Dotson while A.J. Brown is running across the field with no safety up top in the end zone. And he throws the interception. You cannot tell me this guy's elite.
So
he's just an average quarterback.
He's an elite winner.
But here's where I think you're wrong, right? If you want to try to get back on the right side of this.
Yeah.
Like, the two things you just described are very out of character for him. He is an accurate deep ball thrower, and he doesn't turn the ball over. So the two mistakes he made in that game yesterday were bad, and he's playing poorly. Those are not things he does all the time. What he does all the time
he
is hold
some
the
inaccurate deep balls in Denver.
Yeah, agreed.
Too,
like
against Denver.
This few weeks, okay. He's not playing well. I agree. But I also think it shouldn't be with Jalen. Every time he has 3 or 4 bad games, everyone's like, well, never mind. He actually is an elite. Like, quarterbacks have stretches where they don't play well. Bryce has had a stretch where he doesn't play well. Joel sometimes has stretches. Like, Jalen's resume is not getting torn up because of a few games.
Elite quarterbacks don't have 4 bad games in a row.
Oh, I guarantee you I could find any elite quarterback that's had 4 bad games in a row.
4?
Yeah, 4. You're talking about it like it's 12.
Could you find an elite quarterback?
Well, what's considered bad game?
Well, how about this? Could you find another elite quarterback who 1 year was 29th in passing yards and 30th in sack rate, and then the next year was 30th in passing yards and 30th in sack rate?
That's going
could
to
you
be
find
hard
an elite
the passing
quarterback?
Yards, yeah, you're probably right. I probably could not.
At sack rate?
No.
There's no chance.
No.
Yeah, you're better with that stat than I am.
Okay.
So you would have a better read on where the top guys rank. He's not good at it, though. I agree.
I thought we settled.
Let's chill on elite.
I thought we settled on him being elite because he's an elite winner. That's what he is.
Yeah, he's elite because of his resume.
Yes. Isn't that
but
why we put him in the top 5?
He has a big part of his resume,
yes.
too, though.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but I thought that's what we settled at.
I'm just saying when positive that's Kevin's like Spike at. And Jack were
thank
correct.
The call,
like they've
yeah,
not like, they've yeah, not like been proven correct.
Well, yeah, the Eagles finished
not
13,
to make you guys anti Jalen, but like
would never. Four, then what are you gonna say?
How about this?
13. All,
I am not gonna say anybody was proven anything. What I will say is there are at least signs that I was not crazy. That's
yeah,
there
I
are
agree
signs
with that.
That I wasn't crazy. And Jack and I have slightly different you know,
you're taking your victory lap right
no.
now. Yeah,
he says he's worse than I say he is. We are not on the same exact plane. All I'm saying is,
yes,
I'm not saying I'm proven right. Nothing, even though Baker
well,
Mayfield.
You did have him at seven. You had him at seven.
Yeah, even though
seven,
Baker
right?
Mayfield yeah. is the favorite
yeah,
to win MVP
good about
right
Baker.
Now. I'm just saying, maybe I wasn't crazy the way but. That. And I mentioned Howie. This. First of all, Super Bowl hangover for sure. But this stinks of a team from players to the general manager who are smelling themselves a little bit, who thought they were maybe smarter than trading two draft picks for Tank Bigsby to run back kicks, and the guy had never run back kicks consistently and can't even catch the ball. That is somebody thinking they're a little smarter than everybody else. Not re-signing Mekhi Becton for $8 million, who was obviously great here, and letting Isaiah Rodgers go because of who they had in the building, because you think you can just grow somebody else. That is smelling yourself a little bit. Not getting anybody on the edge because you think Jalix Hunt is a star edge on a Super Bowl team when the number one guy is Nolan Smith, who is hurt a lot as well. Wow. That is smelling yourself a little bit. Hiring Kevin Petullo from in the building without interviewing one offensive coordinator, one other candidate from outside the building is thinking you're smarter than everybody else. And maybe this season will teach them all a little bit of a lesson to be a little bit more humble that maybe you're wrong sometimes. Well, not interviewing an offensive coordinator is a bad, not even saying what Kevin Petullo is or isn't. They should have interviewed somebody.
Yeah, but if you weren't going to hire him, what difference does it make?
Maybe you talk to somebody that you think is great, that you
no,
do
no,
hire.
They were never going to do that. Nick wanted his guy to be there.
Well,
now, you could say they could have did a courtesy interview mm-hmm. and what have you, but they still want to go to – they were going to go back to Petullo as the offensive coordinator. Now, we could say it's wrong, but
right,
that's
right.
Nick's decision. That's he won the Super Bowl. He gets to decide. He earned that right to name his OC.
And the – two
now
things.
The Tank Bigsby thing.
It's a bad trade. Like
yeah.
it's not working out. It is what
yeah,
it is,
yeah,
right?
I don't know about that one. Yeah.
I would say two things. One, you know, for as great as Howie is, he has not had like a bunch of years where I think they've only won back to back playoff games one time since Ike's teams,
mm-hmm.
17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like they.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Right. So
yeah.
so they're not a
no,
team.
You're right.
While. Also,
they made it to the playoffs back to back, but winning an actual playoff game yeah,
since
you're right.
2000. It, even if you exclude your years,
it's only the Super Bowl year and the year after,
and then
right?
the fluky one
yeah.
at the end. If
yeah.
we're being real,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
they have not been a team that's constantly made deep playoff runs since Ike's teams.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I agree with you. Like the Isaiah Rodgers thing, the Becton thing, those were mistakes. Like Isaiah Rodgers, you spend 2 years developing the guy, and now it's time to finally cash in on it. And he didn't make a lot of money. I mean, you signed him when he couldn't even play in the league. And
he
you spent
for 2 years, $8 million.
Right. And then you developed him all last year. So I think they bet on Keeley. Obviously, that's not working out right now. So I think that was a mistake by them for sure.
Yeah. It just.
Yeah.
There's a reason that teams, we've said this 100 times, don't regularly win two straight
yeah.
Super Bowls.
The Petullo thing, and this is jumping ahead, but it's going to be a little like the Topper thing, where if this season plays out like this, you know, let's say they make the playoffs and they win one game, or well, let's say it tanks, right? Like, firing Petullo is not going to be easy. Like, that is not like a firing Brian Johnson.
I agree.
That is Sirianni's guy.
Yes.
And not to mention, all we hear is they switch coordinators all the time. So, like, there is an argument for, hey, you know what? Like, this is his first year on the job. Let's give him year two. But if it's ugly, like, heads are going to have to roll. Like, it's the Eagles. Like, they can't go 7 and whatever.
I tell you what could change that or halt that is if he has support within the building.
Yeah. And I think
players.
He does, but
yeah,
I just think publicly.
Just on the players. Well, the Eagles can't be reacting because the public says do something.
They wanted
to fire Nick after 2023.
No, it's true.
Yeah, they wanted to fire him after 2023. They didn't. They won the Super Bowl the next year.
And in week five last year.
But do you think Brian Johnson?
Yes, in week five of last
week
year.
Week six, yeah.
Do you think Brian Johnson, though, was like a someone's got to go situation?
I think there were some inner working issues there with Brian Johnson.
That you don't think are there with Petullo?
No.
Okay.
No, because I think Petullo is Nick Sirianni's guy. Brian Johnson wasn't.
Right.
I will say the arm bar they do does drive me up a wall. The little, when Nick and Petullo.
The little, like, after their stupid little shovel pass. I like that.
Dude, at
this point,
they should take anybody celebrating together that they can get.
Yeah, exactly. They can't pick and choose vibes.
Yeah, if they want to do that little thing, like, go for it.
It's like, but we got him again as they do a little underhand pass to Goddard on the freaking cute play.
Oh, the shovel. I'm so done with the shovel pass.
What? The shovel pass? How about four straight tush pushes?
Yeah, that was actually kind of funny.
Well, that's what it'll get it banned, by the way.
Yeah.
Prime time, four times in a row.
Yeah.
Greenberg had him. Yeah, he wasn't happy about the four straight tush pushes today, Greeny.
Well, and even the Gene Reed Blankenship podcast. Don't do podcasts during the you're a second year guy. You're a guy on a minimum contract. God bless you, bro.
That's what happens.
Podcast
Pete learned.
Podcast during the friggin' season. Grow up.
I agree.
Take a page out of podcast. This is why you shouldn't be doing a podcast.
Both of you, wait till you're on your second contract before you're doing a podcast. For Christ's sake.
Did you see the?
What are y'all talking about anyway?
Yes.
Did the Giants tweet it last night? It was Jackson Dart and Scadabo. Yeah, and it's exciting whites.
Yes, I saw that.
Dude, Scadabo looks like the dumbest human being to ever walk the face of the earth.
But he would be the most popular Eagle.
Oh my God, if he was an Eagle.
Him and DeGene.
Yeah.
Dude, 150 yards rushing to that offense is such a red flag of how they got pushed around.
And seriously, we didn't have time. But the defense was atrocious last night.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he was throwing.
I love Zach Bond. Zach Bond literally got thrown twice by Scadabo.
It's interesting how when the defense struggles, it's the players.
It's pronounced Boo.
Sorry.
Well, I damn sure I'm going to get it right. It's Scadabo.
Well, it's Scadabo.
Are you sure?
You went to Syracuse, huh?
It's not Scadabo.
It is spelled Scadabo. It is pronounced Scadabo.
Well, that's dumb. Why could something be spelled one way but pronounced another?
I don't know. You have a hyphen in your last name.
But we all have weird. It's very clear how mine is pronounced. Shore Parks.
Ellie's like, that's dumb.
Yeah. It's spelled this way but pronounced another. Well, how am I supposed to know that?
Well, it's spelled one way. It's just like a secret guy.
That it's Scadabo?
It's not even
it's like
a
an inside joke.
Everybody
like it's spelled Scadabo. You go up to everybody like, my name's spelled this way, but it's really that.
Wait, by the way, it's Scadabo, add an O. You should add an O in the end.
All right.
Yeah, good. Well, that's the other thing. Spell it phonetically.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Please listen to last night's post-game pod. It is one of my favorite podcasts of all time.
A lot of intensity.
Fired up, James.
You know what? It reminded me of a podcast that I have done after crushing Sixers losses. With Mike. And Mike is mad at the Sixers, but took it out on me.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't shut up. And I'm you let me talk.
Yeah, it was...
And James's face is so close to the camera.
Oh, and it's shaking.
Shaking.
Look, James really cares. You could tell.
And the Phillies had lost, and he had to get up at 3 in the morning.
Oh, it was a tough night, man.
Oh, man, it was such a good pod. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next, Jaws joins us. Your calls on the Phils and Eagles as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.